West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father, once again, Father, for this awesome privilege and honor, Lord, that you would summon us once again into your very presence. Through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the holy place, all the way behind the veil, my Father, into your very present, to your literal present, knowing, Lord, that you have pointed unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we can come boldly to the throne of your grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We thank you, my Father God, that because of your love for us and what Calvary got for us, Lord God, that all our sins are washed white as snow. Therefore, we can come boldly into your presence and sit at your king's table and eat the king's food. And Father, we take you up on that invitation. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. As we come through your gates, we say thank you. Thank you for making a way for us to come all the way back into your very presence, that the way has already been made, so that we can come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the church services, past the radio broadcast, past men, even our words, all the way into your very presence. For this purpose, my Father, so that we can not only hear what you say to us through one another, but that we may hear what you say to us yourself about what we say to one another. So we welcome your Holy Spirit and your anointing, my Father, to speak and to hear, you know, from you, Lord God. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. Now, Father, here's our cup. We lift it up to you. Here's our eye, here's our ears. Here's everything that concerns us. And we lift it up. We ask that you would quench this thirstiness in our souls to know you, to know you more than we do, to serve you more than we do, to obey you more than we do, to love you much more than we do, to not only know you and love you and serve you, but to know Jesus Christ who you sent, the power that's in his resurrection, my Father God, and all the love that you have toward us. So again, here's our cup. Fill it up, my Father. Make us whole. Feed us and make us whole, Father. And as always, we are always careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise, because this is your kingdom. We are the sheep of your pasture. We are your children and your kingdom. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there. Hallelujah. Not only is it an honor and a privilege, boy, to go before our Father in prayer, you know, and acknowledge him for his awesome invitation to us to come. But, boy, it's something that just as I believe in my heart, just as equally as important, you know, that he will summons us to go together. Not only that I can go all the way behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God, but even something that just as equally important to me, that I could go there along with all of you all on the sound of my voice, that we can all go together. That he ain't just summons me, you know, he summons all of us. And boy, it's an honor and a privilege, Ben, to be able to go there with you. It is, and I'm talking about, and not just go there and get emotionally stirred up, but go there and obtain, man, whatever we have need of, man. But mercy and grace. Go and obtain, go get whatever we might have need of. It don't matter what it is, spirit, soul, and body. He didn't just say, come, man, to the throne of his grace. He didn't just say, come boldly. He said, come get what you need. Right, the waiting already been made. You already washed white as snow. You already cleansed. We already cleansed, man. So therefore, you ain't got to worry about, man, feeling unworthy or nothing. That's what Calvary and Jesus and the good news and the gospel of Jesus was all about. That's what enabled us to be able to do this here. To get past the sin consciousness and all our shortcomings and all our faults and all our mistakes. And boy, accept, boy, this open invitation. Was there that God has pointed unto all of us a golden scepter of righteousness? You know what that means? I'm not talking about a sermon behind it. I'm talking about that's an open invitation. That's God telling us. It's not just a scripture in the Bible that we quote over in Hebrews chapter 4, but that's God telling us, man, come boldly to the throne of his grace. Come boldly, man, to the king's table. Come boldly all the way, man, into the presence of the Most High God. And why? He didn't just say come. He said come boldly. Why? Because, boy, I'm talking about you clean. Even though your sin might be like scarlet, boy, they wash white as snow. Hallelujah. For what purpose? So that you can just do anything? No, so that you could do that. Well, come boldly. Come boldly away, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. Boy, and eat from the king's table. Thank God for the food that we eat from the servant's table. Thank God for what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, and all the men of old, and even the men of now, you know, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teaching, everything else. Thank God for the word that, man, God has blessed us through one another, you know. That's a servant's table, but, boy, that's a greater word than that. Well, I'm talking about eat from the king's table. Well, you can not only hear, boy, what God say to us through his ministry and through his men and women of God, that we can hear what God say to us about what they say. When we can hear what God say himself about what they say. Hey, listen, the only way you can hear that and get to that place right there, you got to come behind the veil. You got to come behind what the man say. You got to come behind the church service. You got to come through the gate, not go beyond it or anything. You got to come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the fellowship, through the service, through the growth, through the church service, through our religion, all the way through all of that. All the way behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God. And boy, I'm talking about commune from there. And then begin to have our church services from there. And then begin to have our worship services from there. And then begin to have our Thanksgiving services from there. And then, boy, when we go back out the gates into this world system that we live in out here, hey, boy, we go out there, boy, as the salt of the earth, the light of the world, a city that sit up on a hill that can't be hid. And boy, we are impact this earth. Hallelujah. We were with the same thing, man, the presence of the Lord. We'll let them know that they too, hallelujah, can come boldly into the presence of the Most High God and obtain everything that you have need of. Come get back everything that you lost, that you don't even know about that you lost. Come find out who you really are, where you really come from, why you're really here, what you really can do. Where you really going to end up in. Hallelujah. That's why I say it's an honor and a privilege, boy, that he summons us all together. the boy, that's going on in our garden. Hey, listen, before we go any further in our broadcast, you know, we blessed today. I got special guests with me, my family and friends, you know, that God has joined us up together, you know, and has blessed my ministry through their ministry, you know. And that's, you know, Bethel Divine Intervention Ministries in the Bunky area, you know. And they're located right there off of on Highway 71 when you're coming into Bunky, coming from Alexandria into Bunky right before you get to the overhead path. You're coming in there, you know, it's a ministry that's right there on the right-hand side at 1909 Highway 71. And it's an awesome ministry there, you know. And it's a prayer ministry, you know. And what has blessed me about that ministry, you know, and I know something, you know, that nothing happens outside of prayer. Nothing. Hey, listen, prayer is what gives God the legal right and the legal permission to interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. It's through prayer. Hey, listen, without prayers, man, you know, hey, God can't come in and intervene in our lives here on earth. Without prayer, we cannot. Without prayer, God will not. He needs us to return his word to them. And boy, that's what blessed me about, you know, their ministry. You know, it's a ministry of first and foremost, boy, the most important man thing in our relationship. It's about prayer. Hallelujah. You know, so I have on here with me today, you know, with my guests, you know, is Apostle Ronald and Pastor Earlene Edison, you know, from Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry. Hi, Apostle. It's an honor for y'all to be on with me today. And hey, I thank God for you and your wife and your ministry and all that you all bring to the body of Christ. And again, it's an honor to have you on the broadcast here with me today, you know. And if you, in your own words, you know, you and your wife, could you just tell us about your ministry and what God has called you to do and just share with the people, you know, the listening audience, the idea of what God has put in your heart for the body of Christ and for the world.
Yes, we greet you all in the name of our River, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We love y'all. And I'm here with my wife, Pastor Ian, like Pastor Arthur was saying. We have a love ministry. We have an outreach ministry. We love to do things to help people. We know Jesus said in the scriptures that he saw the people and he moved with compassion. So we have compassion for people. We have a prison ministry together. We love to feed the hungry and the poor and meet the people's need. We have also an awesome intercessory prayer team that God has blessed us with on Wednesdays. Yeah. From 12 to 1, we have prayer conference calls at 3 p.m. on Saturdays, 3 to 4 o'clock. We also have our church services, our Bible class starting at 10 o'clock. And also, we have our worship service beginning at 11. Let me let you hear a hello from my wife, Pastor Earlene Edison.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so grateful for this day, for allowing Pastor Lovey to allow us through you, Father God, to be on the station today, Lord God. And we just thank you for that. We try to reach out to each and every one, whoever we meet. And we pray for all of those, even people that we don't know. We're praying for this nation and that this nation would come together. And you know, we all city by city, state by state, that we would be one again in the eyes of the Lord. So we just thank you, Pastor Lovey, for allowing us this chance to be here today, sharing the radio station with us. And we pray for you and your family. We know sometimes that you're going through issues with your body, but we continue to keep you in prayer, you and your wife, and lift you up. Because that's what it's all about, one helping the other. There's no division in the eyes of God. We're all God's children, and there should not be any discord. We're not about discord. We're all about love and knowing God the God that loved us. He gave up his life for us. So we have to give up our lives for others. God said, except we love our brothers and sisters, if we don't love the people we meet or come in contact with, our neighbors, brothers, or families, we're not even serving God. You know, he don't hear our prayer. God wants us to be what he made us to be. And he said that he is love, and we too must be loved. We must too share that love with others. And once again, Brother Lovey, we just thank you. We thank you for allowing us to be on today. And we just ask the blessings of God upon you. And if there is anything that you need us to do, don't hesitate to let us know, because we are right here at your door just waiting to be a blessing to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's what makes us able to dwell together in one and in love, you know, the love that we have one for another. And as things like this go forward, and as people in our listening audience, you know, hear words like this, well, brothers and sisters are coming together and dwelling together in love for the edifying of each other and the body of Christ, man, then that's going to grow to a greater degree, you know. So, amen, you know, we blessing one to another. Go ahead, Apostle, you know, and we thank God for your ministry as well, you know, and what God is doing through your ministry, you know. So, hey, you know, continue to share with y'all. Thank you so much, Pastor Erling, for your love for not only us, but for all the people in the listening audience, you know, all that God has called us to, you know. And I know that that's what he has begun on the inside of us. It's going to be a continuous blessing, you know, because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is going to be established. So if we do things like what we're doing today, well, we come together and edify the people out there. We edify one another and edify the people out there through the time which God has afforded us to, then that's a blessing to one another and a blessing to the body of Christ. That's the body edifying itself in love, you know. That's why I thank God for your ministry too, because that's what it is. It's built up in love and prayer, you know. Yeah. Go ahead, Pastor Apostle.
Okay, at this time, we would like to pray for those who are listening by way of radio land today throughout every city. Ask you right now to just have a moment of attitude of prayer right now as we go to the throne of grace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now, God. Oh, Lord, you are our God. Early will we seek you, Lord. Our soul thirsts for you. Our flesh longs for you as a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see your power and your glory. Have we seen you in the sanctuary? We will exalt you, oh, Lord, our strength, our rock, our power, our deliverer, our strong tabernacle, our dwelling place. You are our strong hope, our strong, Father God, that we can cower, that we can run into you, and we are safe, oh God. We thank you right now that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide up under the shadow of Almighty. Lord, we lift up our hands right now wherever we are at, Father, just give you the glory and the praise, knowing that you are the author and the finish of our faith. You're the shepherd and the bishop of our soul. You are the hope of glory. You're the king of all kings and the Lord of our Lords. You live and rule and reign, abide forevermore. There's no God like our God, Jehovah. You're our rock that we stand upon, God. And Lord, speaking upon this rock, Father God, you sit upon this rock, you shall build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Whatever we were bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, we take authority in your name. We bind our powers. We bind principalities. We bind spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind the rulers of the darkness, age, and time. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind every witch, every warlock, and release the power of the Holy Spirit. And we appropriate your blood by faith in every living room, every car, those who are listening by way of phone and by the way of radio station right now, God. We dispatch your angels angelical host. Your warring angels destroy all diabolical forces of the wicked one. And we know that is the devil, the father of lies. And we know that he was a murderer and a liar from beginning. He still come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Lord, we thank you right now that you have come, that we have life more and abundantly, oh God. Now, Lord, we apply right now, God, Mark 11:24, when you said, therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. It is recorded in Matthew 7:7. You said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you, O God. And right now, God, we lift up those who are doing time in prisons and jails right now, God. And we ask you right now that you will give them a visitation, a encounter of the Holy Ghost, God. Allow them, Father God, not to come out of those doors like they did when they walk in, God. We pray that you'll use these men and women to be for your glory, O God, that they'll come out vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor, and they'll go back to their neighborhood, what they once helped to destroy, that they'll go back and be productive members of society and not a liability, but our access to the kingdom of God and to the public in their neighborhood, God. Give them a testimony, God, against the devil, Father God. Help them realize that they're not an outcast or a castaway, that who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. Lord, we pray for those who are in need of healing in their body right now, God, that you release right now your divine spirit of healing, God. We come up against that spirit of arthritis right now, that ulcers, Father God, that mind disorder, oh God, hemorrhoids right now, God. Cirrhosis of the liver right now, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you that the spirit of poverty cannot dwell in the midst of us right now, God. We come against that spirit of suicidal spirit of bullying in the schoolhouses right now. We come up against that spirit of depression right now and hopelessness. We come up against that spirit of homosexuality right now, and we curse that seed by the roof that come from the devil right now. We come up against the spirit of fear in those neighborhoods, in those schoolrooms, God. In the name of Jesus, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We come right now, Father God, standing in a gap for that mother that is hurting right now, God, for that dad right now that is hurting behind their kids, Father God. Lord, give them strength as the eagle, according to Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't let them throw in the towel. Don't let them quit, Father God. Help them realize, according to Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power is might. Oh, God, we thank you for strength right now, God. We ask you right now to bless Pastor Arthur LaValle right now and his staff members and his radio station and his wife, Sister Gail, Lord. Continue, Father God, to provide for him, because you are El Shaddai, the Lord, the breasted one. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provider. Bless those who are connected to this radio station today, God, throughout the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Meet every need in their lives, God. Build them up where they are torn down. Strengthen those feeble knees. Lift up the hands that hang down low, God. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by your spirit, says the Lord. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. As I pass this phone line to Pastor Erlene, in Jesus' name.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you are our Jehovah Elyon, that you are our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. You are our Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. Oh God, yes, shepherd us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are our Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Send your blood, oh God, to heal those who need healing today, Lord. Those in the nursing home and in the ICU room, send your blood, oh God, to cover that young man or that mother, Father God, who's laying over her child right now, crying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're the Jehovah Sabbath, the Lord of hosts. You're Jehovah Shalom. Lord, you are our peace. Let there be peace in this nation, Lord God, in this country, Lord God, in our cities, oh God, in our, around our neighborhood, oh God. Send your angel of peace, oh God. Oh, you are Jehovah Shammah. You are the Lord who is there. You're in Bunkie right now. You're in St. Martinville right now. Lord, you're wherever we need you to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are our righteousness, oh God. Teach us to live righteously before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you are the tribe of Judah. You are Lord omnipotent, omnipresent. Oh God, you are our help. And we're calling upon you right now, Lord, to deliver this nation, to deliver our cities, to deliver our children from evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bring up this city together as one, this nation, oh God. We apply the blood over the little children that's playing outside right now, over our homes and our cars. Father God, over our properties. Oh God, we give you praise. And now, Lord, I ask that you cover your blood over the radio station. And Lord God, we give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. And now, Lord, you know every need. So we ask, Lord God, as we pray unto you, because you said whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, that you would do it, oh God. So we ask, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to cover all our needs, oh God, and help us to understand what we don't understand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I pass I pass the line back to Brother Lovey. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know God is a good God. You know, like we said earlier, you know, hey, nothing happens outside of prayer, you know. And that will give God the legal right and petition to interfere in the affairs of our lives, you know. And as a result of the beginning of this program today, you know, then it has just ushered us to even closer into the very presence of the Most High God. And that's what God would want all of us out there in the listening audience to know, you know. Because see, wherever purpose is not known, then abuse is inevitable. You know, Apostle Ronnie and Pastor Lee, they're not just on here, you know. They listen. It's a God thing, you know. We don't just, this ain't nothing that really was planned. It's just something that came up in the spirit, you know, that they, you know, and that God had just put together over the last few days, you know, a week or so, you know. It came up with the idea, you know. And there's a purpose for that, you know. And the purpose for that is just to aid us and support us in drawing closer to our Father in heaven, a closer relationship, one-on-one relationship. And as we pray for one another, lift up one another.
Lord.
Apostle Lonnie was talking about how it is a ministry of love, how we love one another and look past faults and mistakes and see that need, you know, to love in spite of, to lift up in spite of, to pray for in spite of, you know. And boy, that just opened the door for God to do just what he want to do. That draw us closer and closer to him. And listen, in him drawing us closer and closer to him, then that opened the door for him to be able to speak to us and us to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today. Therefore, you know, we cannot just only to hear the prayers of the righteous, but we can know something, Lord, you know, that, man, this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, then we can know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears, then we can also know that we had a petition that we desire of him. So that when they prayed like they were praying, that was just praying. That was just going through a familiar prayer. That was the prayer of faith. That was praying and believing that we receive what we have, what we ask for, you know. And therefore, we believe that we receive, then now we say to those mountains. All those obstacles and all those circumstances and all those situations and all those symptoms and all those giants that's trying to hinder us and stop us from being all that God called us to be and to have and to do, then we speak to them things with the word of life.
Amen.
And we tell them giants, and we tell them sicknesses, and we tell them diseases, and we tell them negative circumstances, situations, symptoms, boy, what thus said the Lord, what our God said about our giants. You know, instead of telling man, you know, one another about the giants that's in our land, boy, we go and tell them giants about the God that's in our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And therefore, that's again, the body edifying itself. So, you know, Apostle Ron and Pastor Earlene, you know, share with them again where your ministry is at right there in the Bunky area and your services, you know. And we want to encourage people that's in the Bunky area. And this is something that we need to do. You know, we not have to we not have to, man, you know, getting people to come join our churches. We have to, man, we win the souls for the kingdom of God. That's what we have to. We want to win souls to come to God, you know. And listen, God give you a pastor out his own heart, but that main objective is, man, to win souls to the kingdom of God, to bless, man, the body of Christ, man. So even if you do have church homes, you know, I'm going to let them give you their address. And those of you in the Bunker area and those who don't have a church hall, you know, looking for a house of prayer and an anointed word that is going forth there, then I promise, you know, you can get it there, you know. And I'm going to let them just share with you. God got a word in their hearts for you. And then they give, you know, they them Apostle Ron and Pastor Lee, you know, where your church is located at again and the address. So, hey, whatever God is putting in your heart, if you got a word for the people in the radio land, you know, we just let you go ahead and share, you know, and then after that,
so,
and you guys, you know, it's about 12:30. I think we got about 15, 20 more minutes, you know. And just let God speak to you, people, to you, what's in your heart concerning your purpose here in the area and your ministry here, you know, and its purpose and desire for the people, not only the people in the community, but for the people as a whole.
Yes, sir. We are located at 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunky, next to the Chase Tractor Place. And our service, the name of the church is Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry. Our church service is the Bible Advancement is from 10:30 to 11, and the church service is from 11 until. We're there just to do the will of God. We're not looking for anybody to come and to from one ministry to ours. We're just looking for people that want to be healed and know about the Lord, you know, walk in and walk out. We're not trying to plant you there. But we also have a prayer conference on Saturday at 3:00, and we have a intercessory prayer on Wednesdays at 12 noon. And you can write this number down. This is for the prayer conference. It's 1-978-990-5141, and the code is 863-4121. And if you have any questions, you can call me at 318-359-7892, or you can call my husband at 337-441-1665. And you know, I was looking today. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. That's the enemy that's doing that. You know, we're children of God, and we shouldn't be a fight. So know that anything that's coming after you that is causing division or discord, you know that comes from the enemy, because we are children of peace. God is peace, and God is love. So we walk in peace, we walk in his love, and we walk by faith, knowing that God is leading us to do the things that he wants us to do. It's not by our might, nor by our power. It's only by the Spirit of God that we can do what we do. And I'm going to pass the phone back to my husband.
Amen. We thank you once again for those who are listening today and for this divine opportunity that God has put in the midst of us with Pastor Arthur Laval and the staff team and the radio station people. So it's just a blessing today. And I would just like to say this from the depths of my heart. Let us not get so caught up in who's going to win the election. Don't worry about what they're doing in the White House, the governor's mansion, or whatever. Always remember this, if you don't remember anything else, God wins.
Yes, Lord.
God wins.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We got the victory in the blood of Jesus Christ. And whatever you do, don't get caught up in foolishness and division and black and white and red and blue. Keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, because the kingdom of God is at hand. And what profit is a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? I don't know about you all, but I know for myself, I'm not going to let racism or discord cause me to go to hell, because I made up my mind, for Christ I live and Christ I die. And if anybody asks you, tell them that God is love. God is not the author of confusion. Anything that has confusion and a lie in it, get away from it, because it is not of God. But wherever there's peace, love, joy, and unity, be a part of it, because that is God. So I thank God for everything that's transpired today. Thank God for everything that he's doing in the midst of us. And I want you to realize this. You might not see it. It's a lot of evil in this world, but it's a lot of good happening more than evil. Because we got some good people in this world that's in Christ Jesus, have kind hearts. We just not, don't see it all. But good will prevail and evil will fail. With that being said, I pass this radio station back over to our beloved Pastor Arthur Laval. Once again, we love you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. You know, and before y'all go, you know, if you don't stay on to the radio broadcast, you know, if you are, you know, we're going to ask all those in the listening audience, you know, is if you didn't have a pen or a paper to write on to get the information that they were sharing with you about, you know, their contact numbers and the time of service, you know, that if you would, if you'd like more information concerning that ministry, that you gather yourself a pen and a pencil, and we're going to bring them back on in a few minutes, you know, to share with y'all once again those their contact information. That's in case you didn't have opportunity to get it when they first mentioned it. But that's what this is all about, you know. That's the body edifying itself, you know. And that's how it is in the kingdom of God, you know. That's what God is doing. God is raising up a body of believers, you know, that he is fitly joining together. And that's for that purpose, to bring unity to the body of Christ. You know, that's a common denominator that will bring all of us together, you know. And that common denominator is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel of Jesus Christ comes in
it comes in two stages, if I can say it that way, for lack of a better way of saying. You know, it's the gospel about Jesus Christ, who he is and what he did, and then there's a gospel that he preached. And not careful, you know, we need to understand that what they both mean, because they use synonymous together, you know. And then they're two different stages of a gospel, but it's the same gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus. Let me see if I can help say that in a better way. The gospel of Jesus is the good news about Jesus and who he is, and he's the Son of the Most High God, and he's the bright morning star, and he's the lily of the valley, and he's the healer, our kinsman redeemer, and all those things, and what he did, how he died for our sins, and how God raised him from the dead, and how he cleansed us from all our unrighteousness, how he unstopped blind eyes and opened up blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and raised the dead and hung, bled, and died and rose from the grave. That's all the good news about what he did, you know. And all that, man, got us and get us saved, you know, and get us out of Egypt, get us from under the bondage and the slavery of the devil himself and his world system. That's the gospel of Jesus. That's the good news about who he is and what he did. And then there's also another phase of this gospel of Jesus is not only who he is and what he did, but what he said. And if we're not careful, then we'll get preoccupied with who he is and what he did at the expense of forfeiting, man, you know, the revelation of what he said. Because who he is and what he did is a means to one end, you know, to get us to the reality of what he said. And this one thing that the devil don't ever want us to understand about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'll get us preoccupied in the means. What's the means? Who he is and what he did at the expense of forfeiting the end, what he said. And listen, who he is and what he did is a means to us walking in the reality of what he said. So the devil's most successful tactic against us, boy, is to keep us from the knowledge of what he said, mm-hmm. by preoccupying us with who he is and what he did. Hallelujah. But in this day and time, you know, God is bringing us, his body together. And like I said, there's a common denominator that's going to join all of us together. Where it's not about, man, you know, who had the best ministry, who had the most anointed ministry or the biggest ministry, like Apostle Ryan was saying, black or white or politics or none of that, man. Listen, all that is vanity. It ain't but one thing, man, that this whole thing is all about, boy. And that's this, boy. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The government, that's a kingdom is a governance system. You seek first the governance system of God's kingdom. Yeah. Everything that you have need of, that pertains to life and godliness, everything. I'm talking about from A to Z, spirit, soul, and body. And all those things to be added unto us. So, boy, God is raising up an army of believers, man, that's now, boy, coming to the knowledge, man, that, boy, not to be preoccupied with the means. That don't mean go around the means and go without the means or everything else. But, boy, use those means to do, boy, what his intended purpose for it being there is, boy, get us to the destination, the end. What's the end? That all of the kingdom of hell that would prepare for us before the foundation of the world, all of it, all that it consists of, all his attributes, all his lifestyle, all the peace that's in it, all the joy that's in it, all the love that's in it, all the kindness that's in it, everything that it consists of, man, all the happy homes that's in it, man. And listen, all that's available to us, and that's available to us right now. It's at hand. That's how close it is. It's within our reach. That's where it is. It ain't just in the sweet by and by. It's right here within our reach. Within our reach, man, boy, it's grabbable. That's how close it is, that you can grab a hold to it and seize it and place it in your possession. That's what that hand means. That means it's within hand's reach. Can you imagine, man, all of the kingdom of heaven that we all trying to get to in the sweet by and by, that is right there, right here, within our hand's reach, that all we got to do is come to the knowledge of it and then reach out and grab a hold to it? Yeah. Hallelujah. and then just come on into the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, like I say, man, it ain't about no racism and all that stuff like Apostle Ron is talking about. It's about my growing in the love of God and in the grace of God and in the goodness of God and in the kingdom of heaven and in the presence of the Most High God. Because like he said, boy, let me tell you something, there ain't but one winner, man. And baby, he's the only one that's going to win. And all these other things, man, they're going to pass away. You know, God said in his word, boy, he even prophesied. He said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and a government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end until up and upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore. And the seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. What he came with, boy, he come with that government on his shoulder. What government is that? All the governing system of him. The government of God. What's that is? That's the kingdom of God. But that's the governing system of God. That's God's arrangement and God's pattern of operation and what God is doing in the earth. And man, listen, let me tell you something. He's not into religion. He's not into all those different things and all that. Man, he'll use all of that. But what he is, man, is drawing all men unto him. Hallelujah. All the way through the gates of thanksgiving, all the way through the courts of praise, all the way through our sanctuary, our Bible studies, our church services, our radio broadcasts. Not beyond that, go around that and neglect that. Go through that. But don't just stop at the gates of thanksgiving. Go through. Don't just stop in the course of praise. Go through. Don't just stop in the good church service that we put on and the praise and worship. Go through. Don't just stop at the prayer line and the Bible studies and the radio broadcast. Go all the way through. All the way behind the veil into the very literal presence of the Most High God, people. And start, and boy, live our lives, man, from there, from this perspective. Instead of living our lives in the wilderness, trying to appease God and trying to reach God and trying to get to heaven, come on back into the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty, boy, and receive of the Lord, boy, everything that we lost in Adam. And in Adam's disobedience, man, we lost our sovereignty, our dominion, our kingship, our territory, our earth, our identity, who we really are. The most important word, the Holy Spirit, and the literal presence of the Most High God, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. Listen, we lost that man back in Genesis chapter 3, and when Adam and them men willfully rebelled against God, what the Bible calls in 1 John sin, was to transgress God's word. They transgressed God's word. And as a result of it, man, then they lost their kingship. What kingship? Their sovereignty, their dominion, their royal power. They lost more of the Garden of Eden. That's the presence of the Lord. They were no longer able to live in the presence of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, man, that God had breathed into their nostrils along with their spirit and their soul could no longer live on the inside of them. The authority over the earth, that's their kingship. That's their ability to govern this earth, man, the way God intended for it to be governed, the same way it is in heaven. They lost all of that, gave all that over to the devil, and the devil plunged our earth. The heaven belonged to God, but the earth he gave to man. And the devil, man, deceived Adam and Eve, man, into turning over their sovereignty and dominion over to him. And instead of it being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here now. What that? It's just less like what they ate of, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Some people say, what that is, the apple? That man represents what it is here today. What? Instead of being on earth like it is in heaven, what? You got good and you got evil. got a lot of good people in the earth. Got a lot of good sinners. But they're just good sinners. But man, like I say, it's all vanity, man. What this thing is all about, it's about, man, not only the redemptive work of God and what Jesus Christ did and how he died for our sin, but boy, what he said. This is what he said if we bring this radio broadcast to Eve. What he said was not only have I redeemed your life from the destruction that Adam sold your life into, but I have also restored back to you everything that you lost in Adam, your sovereignty, your dominion, your royal power, your ability to reign, rule, and reign in over life, circumstance, situation, and symptoms in your life, your identity, your potential. the Garden of Eden, the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that life that Adam and Eve lived, man, before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine that? How life was before Adam and Eve them ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What kind of fellowship was going on, boy, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2? Boy, when Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, every day. Can you imagine what kind of life that was? Unbroken fellowship. No sin. No disconnection. Hallelujah. In the presence of the literal presence of the Most High God. Can you imagine what kind of atmosphere and environment that was? And boy, can you imagine, man, them getting put out of that atmosphere and out of that environment? And them losing that place and getting put out of that place, out into a barren land, a wilderness, man, where they had to make it on their own. And boy, then having to come to the knowledge of man, that boy, even in that barren experience, boy, God promised them something, man. That's the love of God that Pastor Ron was talking about, that they ministered all about. He promised them something, what? That even though you didn't miss it, and even though you didn't rebel against me, I promise you something, what? I'm going to come, baby, and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction. And not only am I going to redeem your life from this destruction, but the purpose for me redeeming your life from this destruction is so that I can restore back to you everything that you lost in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's going to be my pleasure, the Bible say, to do that. Right? That's why the Bible say it gives the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. Why? Because, man, it wasn't our fault, man, that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. It was through one man's disobedience that sin came upon the whole human race. And through that man's sin, all mankind died. So therefore, man, you know, I told God one time, Lord, that ain't fair to me. That, man, you know, that anybody had to teach me how to sin. I was born a sinner. I couldn't help but to sin. I was born on my way to dead, on my way to a devil's hell. And it wasn't because of nothing I'd done, because of another man's disobedience. That ain't fair to me. And God said, you're right. That's why it gives me great pleasure to restore back to you. So I'm coming myself in the person of more Jesus Christ. And I'm going to redeem your life from that destruction. That's what the blood is all about and Calvary is all about and all the things. But boy, all the mighty work that he was doing, that was something else. That was about something else. That was about what he was restoring back to us. What? Our sovereignty, our dominion, our raw power, our health, our healing, our identity, our earth, our kingdom. Hey, not only dying and cleaning up from all our sin, but restoring back to us everything that we lost. That's the gospel that he preached. That's what he come telling all mankind. What? Change your whole way of thinking. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven, everything that you're seeking after, everything that you want, that utopia, that perfect world, everything that you're looking for, it's in this kingdom. It's in this kingdom. It's in this governance system. And that's what I came to bring back to the earth. That arrangement, that pattern of operation, the kingdom of God. I come to bring that back to the earth. What the kingdom of God? The governing and influence of God over this territory, man, called earth. Impacting it with his will and his intent and his desire and his purpose. Then he raised up, boy, what he called the church. Who is that? That's us. That's ministry like kingdom life fellowship. That's ministry like, boy, glory to God, better divine intervention ministries. That's ministry like, boy, you know, Amazon church. That's ministry like, man, a living way church. That's ministry like, boy, Keith the Smith ministry. That's little small ministries all over the earth. That's ministry like Let's Go High ministry. Seemingly unknown ministry, but God, boy, is working in and through, boy. Through why? Because the foundation is prayer, and, boy, they don't have but one desire, man. Hallelujah. And that's, boy, God's best for his people. Not only for their lives, but for the lives of all mankind.
Yes, yes.
And they don't have a one desire, man, not to build a church or not to build a ministry. Jesus said this, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. Hey, Jesus is going to build a church. He just needs some people, some vessels, man, to allow him to do it through.
Yes.
He just needs some people, man, to help him build his kingdom. He's going to build a church. We the church, he going to build us. And our responsibility is to help him do what he came to do. What he come to do, he come to reestablish God's kingdom back up on the earth. So our time before is to build the kingdom of God, man, and to establish it in the earth. How you do that, Brother Arthur? He said, you go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. What he taught them all about the kingdom. He taught them that the kingdom was here. He taught them in all the parables how to kind of function in the kingdom, the keys of the kingdom, the law that governs the kingdom, how to function in the kingdom once you get into it. Then he died up on the cross to cleanse us up from all our unrighteousness for that one purpose, so that, boy, we could have restored back to us the Holy Spirit. Hey, listen, I'm going to say this, we're closing. We'll bring, you know, Apostle Ron them back up. Just one more second. If the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us, and all of us proclaim to have received the Holy Spirit, listen, the Holy Spirit can't live in an unclean temple.
Amen.
And the very fact that the Holy Spirit is dwelling on the inside of us, that's a seal of guarantee that you are as washed as white as snow, that you are as holy as you ever going to be, that you are as righteous as you are ever going to be. And as you come to the knowledge that you've been restored back to your original place, then what you start doing is you start becoming who you already are.
You'll
start becoming the mighty man and mighty woman of God that we are. We'll start becoming the holy men and women that God created us to be. We'll start becoming that, boy, line up on line, precept upon precept, little by little, boy, as we edify one another and build one another. And as looking into a mirror, boy, we'll be transformed into that same image. The Bible called it going from glory to glory to glory to glory, until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, a fixed, predictable image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's the purpose for the ministry, the church, the fivefold ministry, to edify the body of Christ. That's why I thank God for ministers again, like Blessed Divine Anna Ministry. That's the assignment, is to edify the body of Christ. And if you don't have a church, holiday, that'd be a perfect place for you to go and grow there, you know. Hey, listen, and help build there, you know. You might need there, you know, that ministry there. And there's so many that don't have a church home there. So, hey, I'm going to allow them to once again come up and give you that information. But the main thing is this. That's our sound. We just want you to come on and get your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. And all our ministry want to do is to help you grow in it and to come to the knowledge of it through prayer and intercession and the edifying of each other through the word of God. And not only the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel that he preached in the name of Jesus. Pastor Earlene or Apostle Ronald, if you want to give your contact information once again before we get off, our time is almost up. And after they got teacher paper, they can write.
Okay. Once again, you can meet Apostle Ronna Edison. Call Apostle Ronna Edison at 337-441-1665. And or you can call Pastor Earlene at 318-359-7892. 318-359-7892, and we're located on Highway 1909 North in Bunkie, Highway 71 1909 in Bunkie, and we would be glad to pray with you, or you know, just comfort you or whatever it is, talk to you as a minister, you know, just encourage you. It's not about, like Pastor Love All said, that we are the church. And sometimes people just need someone to pray with them or understand what they're going through. So you can give us a call if you need someone to talk to. And once again, we thank Pastor Love All and his wife for giving us this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, listen, Lady Arthur, we thank God for you. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. And listen, if we can in any way be a bit of continued blessing to us, we are Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministries. And our contact number is area code 713 870 Once again, the area code is 713-870-2776. That's Kingdom Life Outreach Ministry. And listen, we love you with the love of God. And we believe in and plan for God's best for all our lives. Continue to seek first the kingdom of heaven. Everything that you have need of, we add unto you. I close with this. How would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? But God wants you to know, Lord, today you can begin to feel that. But everything is all right. And as you continue to see the first people in the world, and you're going to come to the mountain. And in knowing them, feel them.